Module 5, Brand Management. Each organization must manage its brand carefully. A brand is not simply a logo. It is what customers believe about an organization and its products. It is the company's image, which may be for quality, service, or unique merchandise. It takes more than marketing to maintain a brand. Branding requires care at every stage of customer interaction, consistency, and distinctive qualities that set the company apart from its competitors. Once the brand is established, it must be maintained carefully. Every interaction counts. Every interaction with a customer is a chance to establish or maintain a brand. It is important to demand the same level of customer service at every level. Basically, customers should expect the same level of service online that they experience in a brick-and-mortar store. When you manage the customer relationship correctly, you will retain customers and attract new ones to your brand. Whether it is answering email, using Twitter, posting on Facebook, or monitoring the website, every interaction matters. Tips to improve interaction. Pay attention to each communication. Address questions individually, regardless of the information. Using pre-written responses to answer each question will give the impression that you do not take communication seriously. Be courteous. Tone and facial expression do not translate easily online. Make sure that the written tone is friendly and courteous. Double-check communications for any phrasing that could be considered rude. Be accessible. Make sure that websites are attractive and easy to navigate. Additionally, respond to email and social media regularly. Consistent through all media. Branding must be consistent to be effective. It is easy to develop an image and theme for an organization and forget to carry it through all the media venues. There are specific steps that need to happen in order for branding to be consistent. Steps. Number 1. Determine the visual design. Choose a logo and style for your brand. It may be classic, fun, professional, etc. This style needs to be consistent, so choose something that you believe best represents you. Number 2. Determine your message. Each organization has a message that is expressed in its values and principles. This message may be charitable, eco-friendly, etc. This message should be clear to consumers and included in all marketing platforms, including social media. Number 3. Be consistent. Include the message and design in each media platform. For example, use the same background and logo design on social media and the website. Additionally, no matter what happens, do not deviate from your message to consumers. All communication should support your message. Media consistency will require careful monitoring, but any inconsistencies that customers perceive will negatively affect your brand. Unique qualities. A brand sets an organization apart from its competitors. It stems from everything that makes your brand stand out. In today's market, however, it is difficult to be truly original. Even if you do have a completely new concept, competitors will eventually find their way into your market. You have to inform your customers about the qualities that make your brand unique. A brand positioning statement will establish the unique qualities of your business. The brand positioning statement includes target audience, who your buyers are. Competition, mention your competition to distinguish yourself. Benefits, the main qualities that separate you from the competition. Promise, the selling position, such as a guarantee. Example. To the tech-savvy consumer on the go, when you travel with Portable Pro, your portable devices will charge faster and maintain battery power longer than they do with other chargers. The speed and ease of this portable device is guaranteed, or you may return it for a complete refund. Needs to be actively managed. As part of internet marketing, brand marketing requires constant vigilance. It is tempting to create a brand strategy and then apply the set-it-and-forget-it approach. Without promoting the brand and following up with customer responses, the company's reputation will fall into obscurity. In some instances, the brand can develop a negative reputation if the company does not pay attention to everything that it is linked to in cyberspace. For example, it can take months to repair a brand's reputation if a story of poor customer service is not addressed. In the age of social media, a brand can be destroyed overnight. What to manage? Social media. Create new content to engage customers and monitor the response. Additionally, address any complaints or negative press on your social media. Ignoring them will only harm your brand. No matter the situation, be respectful in your tone. Track metrics and keywords. Pay attention to any press or comments concerning your brand with different programs available. Act quickly to resolve negative issues and take advantage of opportunities. Customer response. Use your market research to determine how customers are responding to your brand and how you can improve. Case study. Gracie went to her favorite luxury retailer to pick up a gift for a friend. She was on her way home from running errands and was not dressed well. When she went in, no one greeted her or offered to help. She walked to the counter with her gift where she was ignored. She finally put the gift back and went home. Humiliated, Gracie wrote a letter to customer service online about the incident. She later received a form letter thanking her for her positive feedback. Gracie determined that the company did not care about her feedback and vowed never to shop there again.